first date follow-up.
It's always weird when we get these first date follow-ups where people have been dating for a while and then get ghosted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like something definitely had to have happened.
Right.
And Victoria's on the phone. Apparently, the guy that she wants us to call today, his name is Nate. Apparently, they've been dating for over a month now. And all of a sudden, he stopped talking to her.
Oh, dear.
Weird. Yeah. Like, where is the line?
I don't know.
You know, like, how long is it to where you're talking to somebody and have, like, met with them several times? Who knows? I don't know in this case yet, but where you get ghosted and it's, like, too long of a period of time after knowing that person. Like, where is that line?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Couple years? Is that what it is? You just leave and stop talking to them? You're like,
leave it up to you.
Victoria, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
Hey.
Do you know what the line is? Like, how long? How long can you date someone where it's acceptable to ghost them?
I don't ever thought there was a line. I mean,
just well, there's got to be a line somewhere. What if you're like married to somebody?
Yeah.
And they just like stop talking to you.
I mean, I guess you could still get ghosted that way.
That will end in divorce.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a month, right, guys? And so I would think that probably by the second or third time we saw each other, if there was clearly something there that, about me that he didn't like, he would have just stopped talking to me then. But no, it's been over a month. Hmm. We've seen each other almost every day.
Yeah, he really dragged it out.
I was just about to ask you, like, how much you guys talk, and then you just answered my question. You guys see each other, like, almost every day?
Yeah, we text and we send each other memes all day long. Like, we're like almost like not just lovers, but like we're friends, you know, like we get along, we vibe.
Okay, so you guys were pretty serious and all of a sudden this dude has stopped talking to you.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened.
Tell us about the last time you guys hung out.
Yeah, well, how long ago was it?
So, I don't know. It's been like, what, like 4 days now? Four days
since the last time that you saw him and talked to him, like over
and
the phone? Okay.
Together, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time. If you've been pretty much either seeing each other every day or talking to each other and seeing each other almost every day, 4 days is a long time. It's definitely, he's definitely blowing you off now, right?
Something is like, I know something's wrong.
Are you worried about him? Have you looked at his social?
I don't know.
Is he active?
No, because there is something that happened when he was last over. I had a feeling about it.
Okay.
Something
happened? What happened?
Okay, so the last time I saw him, he came over like normal. We watched some TV. We had a little food, and then we fell asleep. You know, we woke up in the middle of the night. We got a little busy. And then the next morning, you know, normally he stays and hangs out for a little bit, and then maybe if he has something to do, he'll go. But he had nothing to do that day, or at least he didn't tell me. And he was just so quick to leave. He gave me a little peck on my forehead.
Oh, God.
Peck on your forehead.
And I'm assuming he usually gives you a kiss on the lips before he leaves.
Always. And it's not just like a kiss. It's like a kiss and grab my butt type thing.
Have you brushed your teeth? Did you brush your teeth?
It wasn't even that. It had to have been something else. He wouldn't even give me eye contact.
Oh, my
Weird.
God.
Yeah, I mean, he left, and I gave him a little time, but then, like, by midday, I was like, hello, are you okay? And he just, like, didn't even respond. I actually saw maybe, like, a little, like, the bubbles, like, typing, like, wanting to respond, but then it just stopped, and then that's it. Like, I got nothing.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, so we know he's alive, then, because the three bubbles got us.
He's there, but he just doesn't want to talk to me.
Or it was his kidnapper.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to say, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
I just kidnapped a guy, so. All right, well, and you can't think of anything that happened that night that would make him just all of a sudden stop talking to you?
Nothing. I don't think that I farted at night. I mean, we farted in front of each other.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an
issue. And everything's been, like, fine and giggles. You know, he's mature.
Yeah.
He's not one of those people that gets grossed out by, like, human things. You know?
And when you just start dating someone, their farts are cute, you know, like, for women.
Maybe he thought maybe I was talking to somebody else. But nothing. Like, I've literally been with him. And he knows about my day, like what I do all
maybe
day.
Maybe he's talking to somebody else.
Oh, Alex, don't say that.
maybe you haven't farted enough in front of him.
That's the issue.
Doubtful, but maybe we should call him and find out why.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, we'll play a song, fart a bunch, and then come back and call him and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next. It's a Jubal Show. In the middle of your first date follow-up, and if you're just joining us, Victoria is on the phone, and she's not getting a call back from a dude named Nate. They actually hung out for over a month, and she thinks that they were almost to the point where they're about to define their relationship and become boyfriend and girlfriend.
Wow.
But he just stopped talking to her one night. She said that they saw each other almost every day for a month, and then he slept over one night, woke up in the morning, was kind of weird, gave her a kiss on the forehead and left. Something happened, awkward. But she has no idea what. The only thing that she could possibly think of is that she may have farted in the middle of the night in her sleep, which I don't think would do that. I don't think it would turn him off if you've been talking that long. There's nothing else you can think of, Victoria?
No, nothing. Literally nothing.
Okay, well, we're going to dial this phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone and figure out what happened, okay?
Let's do it.
Okay, cool.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Nate, please?
This is Nate. Who is this?
This is Jubal. How are you, Nate?
Jubal? I don't know Jubal. How can I help you?
This is The Jubal Show. How are you? My name is Jubal.
I'm Alex.
I'm Evan.
And The Jubal Show is a radio show.
Have you heard of us?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard of it.
We're calling you today because we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. The First Date Follow-Up is where if you've been on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So you went on a date recently with somebody and now you're not calling them back and they asked us to get you on the phone and find out why.
Do you know who we're talking about?
Yeah, I think I know exactly who you guys are talking about.
Who do you think it is?
Is it Vicky?
Well, I don't know. Does Victoria go by Victoria? Vicky as well?
I was like, no, it isn't. Yeah, Vicky. No.
I know. I was like, wait, actually, it could be.
It could be. We got an email from a woman named Victoria.
Does she go by Vicky sometimes?
Yeah, well, I call her Vicky.
Okay.
Her name is Victoria.
Okay. Right.
So she told us about how you guys have been hanging out for like a month. And then you slept over at her house one night, got up, gave her a kiss on the forehead, and that's the last she's heard from you. And she wants to know why, because you guys were hanging out for a while.
Man, this is a strange one. You know what? She's a great girl. She's cool and everything. But I saw some things at her apartment that just kind of freaked me out, man. And I was kind of like, you know, I don't even know.
Does she own a gun?
You know, I mean.
Registered gun owner or not registered?
No, I saw a freaking voodoo doll in her and with like needles poked it in and stuff. And
well, that's what a voodoo doll is, though.
You saw a voodoo doll?
Yeah, it was a freaking voodoo doll, man. Like, who does that? I don't even know. I've never really seen them besides in the movie. So it's like, I didn't know what the heck she had them for.
Alex has a voodoo doll.
It's not like it's a bad thing.
What? It's not a good thing at all.
I mean, I've only ever seen negative things happen in the movies with voodoo dolls.
Well, when you have a negative mindset, that's what tends to happen.
I think you have to have a negative mindset to even have a voodoo doll.
Well, I mean, a voodoo doll could be used, right, for anything, right? It doesn't have to be used to torture someone.
It is not.
You could also, like...
It's for magical things.
Use, like,
and
candles
you can,
and prayers.
Okay,
stuff.
Also, they say witches are bad and witches aren't bad.
There are good witches and bad witches.
Yes, and witches also just use herbs and things from the earth, and they only want to cast spells to do good things if you actually look into it.
Yeah.
So it's not the movies. It's not the movies.
Herbs are good, but, like, an actual voodoo doll? That yeah, was but
you
like...
could... Okay, but you could use a voodoo doll... Like, to pleasure someone.
What?
From
what?
Who's like, you could.
What?
I mean, technically.
In person.
How?
But also,
they're like soft.
Well, you know, you like, you stab them,
no.
Right? No, I'm saying you stab the voodoo doll, right? To like hurt people or whatever.
He's not saying use the voodoo doll.
No, not actually use it.
He said pleasure.
Nate, who's on the phone, right? Let's say I have a voodoo doll for you, okay?
Yeah.
And you think the reason you're not calling her back is because she had a voodoo doll. But if I had a voodoo doll for you, right? Let's say I liked you, though. And I was like, this is Nate's voodoo doll. Instead of poking it with pins to hurt it, I could like rub it in certain places. And then you'd be in the middle of the grocery store like, ooh, that feels good. That's what I mean. Happening.
Rub the voodoo doll.
So you don't know if it's bad.
Oh my God.
Nah, man. No. If she want to rub me down, she could do it with her own hands. it was kind of creepy, man. It was kind of, and it's bad because I like her. She was cool, but I don't even know what the point of it was. Like, what is she into? And it had pins in it, too.
But if you're a good witch and you have good positive thoughts, you can even poke a pin in like a spot that you're trying to pleasure and just be like, I
guess you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Well, let's ask Victoria, who's on the phone listening and wants to talk to you, Nate, if she's a good witch or a bad witch.
Ooh, yeah. Forgot to tell you about that part.
Wait, she's on the phone right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yep.
Hey, Nate.
Oh, wow. Hey, Vicky.
Hey, so you're creeped out a bit about my voodoo doll? Seriously?
I mean, do you actually have to ask seriously? Like, yeah, like for sure, creeped out.
Listen, it's really not a big deal. Like, everybody has their own little thing that helps them get through things, and that voodoo doll's from my boss. Like, She's the biggest bitch, and you know this. Like, I tell you every single day how much of a terrible time I have being there with
her. It's for your boss? I thought you said it's from your boss. So, like, you use it for your boss because like, you don't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's definitely
that voodoo doll
right
is
using.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But listen, I need to take out my frustrations on something, and I use a voodoo doll instead of you. So I don't understand why are you having an issue with it.
You wouldn't be able to take your frustrations out on me anyway. You should probably join like a yoga class or something.
Yeah. You know, at least she's aware that she doesn't have to take it out on you. She can take it out on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm good off that. I don't want anyone playing with voodoo dolls. It's kind of weird.
Listen, like, it's just a thing that I do. It's like almost like fun. You should try it.
I'm good.
No.
Are you sure? You don't want to try it, Nate?
No, but guys, seriously, I'm so sorry, Vicky. I mean, you're a great person and everything, but that's just something that doesn't
I can't believe this
food.
Is what broke you. Why didn't you say something? I mean, I could always throw it away.
Let me ask real quick. Nate, would you like to go on another date? Well, you guys have been on a bunch of dates now. Would you like to see Victoria again, or do you want to stop talking to her altogether?
No, I can't go out with her.
Okay.
I can't go out with you, Vicky. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine. What is that supposed to mean?
I think you know what that means.
I mean, I'm kind of nervous about you saying, okay, that's fine. And can you at least say more than that?
No.
That's it, huh?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What are you guys getting me into?
You got yourself into it.
Yeah.
I was out of it, guys. You guys called me. Remember, I stopped texting her.
Maybe if you didn't ghost her.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be worried.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I might become a ghost.
Victoria, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. All right. Well,
that's cool.
Freaking creepy.
Jubal's first date follow-up.